Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, got some people already in here. Hey, good evening, everyone. Hey, good evening. Welcome to the Parents Cause the Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as one always, I'm going to promise you another wonderful show. Seems to be having a little technical difficulty, and I don't know what's going on here, but I can't seem to hear any of my audio tracks. So I'm going to try to play a piece of my audio track. Okay, there we go. That's how we open the on the Parents.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
All right, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Parents for the Parents Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I'm going to try to promise you another wonderful show. That was my man, Mr. Keith Wright, an outstanding graduate of the University of Harvard, who put together that little piece for us here on the Parents for the Parents Network. But, you know, even when Keith put that piece together, I was just so proud of the accomplishments of that young man. And knew that he was moving on to bigger and better things in life. I believe Keith is currently playing overseas. If not, I know coming out of Harvard, he definitely have a successful career ahead of him. Hopefully we can hear from him over the next few months and just see how he's doing. Being able to hear from him and knowing that his soundtrack, a little piece that he put together just for the Parents Coach Parents Network is featured each and every time we come on the air. I think that will do something special for him. But, folks, we're not doing something special just for him. We're doing something special for all our young athletes. And tonight we're going to talk about some things that hopefully can open some eyes and give you that uh-huh moment and, you know, just the time of saying, okay, now I got it. Maybe I won't miss the next opportunity. Or now I know how to start planning for future endeavors and future opportunities and future options that my child may have as we move forward in this college recruiting process. Here at the Parents Coach the Parents Network, we're all about just trying to do things to help you as you move forward as a parent with your child in the recruiting process. I just got off a outstanding call hosted by the ladies of Mothers of Athletes, MOA. Once again, they had a special guest on, and the young lady shared some great insight on the WNBA agency process and the whole works, working and playing overseas, doing your thing. You know, it was just a wealth of knowledge being shared. And then you had a number of moms that chimed in with some great questions as well. And hopefully we have some guests on this evening that may decide to share some of that good information with us. But without further ado, folks, I'm going to go ahead and get into our show this evening because I want to talk about this particular issue, because this particular issue seems to pop up each and every year right about the same time, no matter how much Mothers of Athletes, no matter how much Bleacher Mom, no matter how much Sports Moms, no matter how much other activities and other groups out there, we're hitting and beating the street, Parents Coaching Parents Network, so on and so forth, out here trying to share our information, share our experiences, share our little pool of knowledge with other parents. We still have this issue of our children getting into this last-minute situation as seniors and still wondering if they're going to get that phone call. So we're going to talk about some things, and hopefully we can get some very good questions coming in tonight. But I brought in a young man that I met some time ago, and he had a program, and his program runs right along the same lines of what I've been talking about over the last 5 or 6 years. You know, just trying to help our athletes, trying to get them to the next level. The gentleman I'm talking about is Mr. William Carter. Mr. William Carter, and I'm not sure if he's kin to Ken Carter. Ken Carter, the famous Ken Carter, Coach Carter. But they have some of the same philosophies, I see. And I had the pleasure of meeting Ken some time ago as well. But anyway, Mr. William Carter is the founder and CEO of Assist Student Athlete. You know, Assist Student Athlete is that organization that's geared towards helping athletes get to higher education, you know, and that making that transition, going from middle school to high school, going from high school to college, and being successful as they do that, as they move forward. I'm going to let him come in and tell us how long he's had his program and how long the program's been running, and tell us a little bit more about himself and some of the other things that just motivated him towards putting this program together. So let's see if I can get the coach to come up. Coach, hello, are you on the line?
Yeah,
good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great, Mr. Evans. How you doing, Mr. Scott?
I'm doing great. Glad to hear you this evening. And I know you're coming off a big weekend because you had another one of your phenomenal programs going on. And just give us a little insight of what you do, how you do it, what drove you to that passion. You know, wherever you want to start, I'll put it like that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, the name of our program is Assist Student Athlete Scholastic. Assist stands for Athlete Scholastic Initiative Securing Success for Tomorrow. And our mission was just to help, you know, student athletes, you know, try to get a higher education for the next level. Started the program back in 2003 when I helped my brother get into a junior college in Maryland. And then it was just, I didn't have anything to do when I was a graduate from college. You know, I just wanted to get involved with helping some kids, you know, as a college athlete, you know, just knowing the process of different things, a former college athlete. So I just started taking kids to, like, open gyms and, you know, just, you know, mentoring them and inviting the coach in there in the gym. And then it started to get bigger. The program started to get bigger, you know, just starting to network with a lot of college coaches like Division I's, II's, III's, NEIA's, JUCO's. I mean, it's a school for everybody. So it just became a passion. It was just something that I enjoyed. It was like a hobby for me. It was something I enjoyed doing. So that was one of the reasons how we started the program Assist Student Athletes.
Well, you know, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing. A couple of things that you mentioned and, you know, telling us about what you did and how you did it. You talked about how that passion you had, you know, and you have a lot of parents on the line this evening that I know a lot of them have that passion, because I've heard many of them talk, and I've seen many of them in the gyms with the kids, you know. And in having that passion, you know, you must have had that passion. That passion must have been driven from somewhere. Were you an athlete yourself?
Yes, sir. You know, I grew up, you know, at the Boys and Girls Club. Started varsity for Huguenot High School since my sophomore year. Played Richmond Metro and for the Durham team. Went to a postgraduate school called Hargrave Military Academy. I was homesick. You know, I was actually on the same team with current San Antonio Spurs, David West, and Josh Howard. I think he played in the NBA for like 8 or 9 years. I was on the same team with those guys. And, you know, just experiencing all the college coaches coming to the gym during that last period, playing AAU with those guys during the last circuit while I was in post-grad. You know, just getting, you know, the Division I, the day one, I was getting those. I had like the, you know, I left early after we was 17-1. We beat Oak Hill by 20. I left early because I was homesick. And that's something I kind of like regretted. You know, I didn't take advantage of the opportunity. Although I ended up playing at Virginia State my first 2 years, and then my last 2 years I transferred at Bridgewater and did pretty good at Bridgewater in the ODAC, you know. But, you know, that was something going through all those obstacles helped me, you know, take the advantage of what I'm doing with this program and trying to get these youth today to take the advantage of their opportunities or their outlet. You know, guys like yourself, Coach Scott, and you know, just other people. You know, take the advantage of your resources. So that really made me make the path. It's kind of like, you know, made this like my NBA. You know, what I'm doing now. You know, I just have a passion for what I do, and that's how this program successfully, you know, was a great look, you know, for other people as well.
Okay. And you know, talking about how you to play alongside, you know, some of the names that we hear about and have heard about, you know, in the NBA, and I'm quite sure you probably took them to school, and someday they may have taken you to school, but for you to continue on and do this extra piece, you know, and we haven't even started talking about the event that you just had, and I want to hear about that event and some of the young men that you had out there, and I know you also have done numerous events over the years, because I think that's where we first met, when you were doing a 2-day event, one for the young ladies and another for the young men. I think that's where we first met.
Yes, sir.
But even talking about all that, you talk about how, you know, being able to network with various folks and making things happen for these young men. And, you know, you threw something in there that's real powerful. And I say that because that's what I start a lot of my conversation on. You know, as you talked about how you were able to help your brother through the process. You know, it's all about family. You know, and that's what a lot of these parents that's on the call this evening, you know, that's what they think about. They understand the dynamics of family, the importance of family, and the importance of somebody being there for their child. And so, you know, and helping your brother get through the process. And then after that was over and done with, you know, what really pushed you to go on to try to do the next thing? And when you first tried it, did it start out being as successful as it is now? Because I know you for a fact. I've done seen you in operation. I done seen you type the gym several times over. You know, I done been to several of your events, but did it start out being you know, as crowded as it is now, you know, back in those days? Because you say you started, what, 2003?
Yeah, 2003. Yes, sir. I think around about, I say it started about 2005 and 2006. I used to just have, like, open gym where I used to invite the college coaches to come and see kids at various high schools. And, you know, I have, like, you know, a handful of guys in the gym with a couple of coaches. You know, then when 2007 hit, that's when we had a – 2006, that's when somebody did a newspaper article on me at the Richmond Town-Dispatch about the stuff that I was doing, you know, just trying to help get kids placed in college. You know, then 2007 was our first big, like, unsigned senior showcase that we had. And then, I mean, then from there, it just went off. You know, we started doing unsigned senior showcases, just different type of events. You know, we are a 501c3 organization, so I think that helped a lot to fundraise and to provide more opportunities of what we had going. You know, it became a brand. You know, so, you know, like when doing an event, you need T-shirts, you need a referee, you want to contact every college coach, either on the cell phone or email or text. I mean, I used to worry coaches so much. You know, I text them 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. They be thinking I'm crazy. But, I mean, it's just different techniques to get, you know, to get the college coach in and just, and then I'm just thinking, what ways could I do to help a kid or help a parent, you know, just get some exposure? And then the great thing about it, I think when we started dealing with the girls' basketball as well, that kind of helped out too as well, because there was a lot of opportunity for female, for not only male athletes but for female athletes, you know, so. That kind of took our program to another level.
Okay. It's always a great thing when you start branching out and realize, you know, the number of kids that you're able to help and able to support. I'm being bombarded here via my text message box, folks that want to chime in and have a few questions. I'm going to give out the number. So give us a call, 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Option one, let us know that you have a question. You want to chime in on the conversation here on the Parents Go to Parents Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. Let me see. Let's go to this first caller. Good evening. Welcome to the Parents Go to Parents Network. Area code 757-7. 757-450, you're online.
Yes, how you doing? This is Steve Spence, man. It's a pleasure to have you on the phone tonight, have you on the line tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm very interested in, you know, obviously, you know, the work you've done and, you know, obviously how you've been able to put everything together, you know, for the kids and then helping them with that transition. My first question would be, how did you build the relationship with the college coaches, you know, to get them interested in actually coming out and seeing the kid?
Oh, that's great. Great question. One of the main things with, like, a lot of these college coaches, you always have to keep it 100 with them.
Okay.
As far as, like, not only what the kid can do athletically, but what the kid's grades academically. What they're doing on this, you know, like the social life, the stuff they putting on the media, even with the level of with their level of the play, because a lot of these college coaches' jobs are on the line, you know.
Right.
So you want to keep it 100 with a lot of these college coaches, and a lot of these college coaches for real they're just a regular person, regular guys, a regular girl. That's their job, you know, that's their passion. They like to coach. You know, so that's just building a relationship. And another thing too, at the end of the day, when you're trying to talk to a coach about a kid, you know, some things it's gonna be opinionated a lot, but you always respect the college coach or what they say. You know, you might go 1 for 10 from the free throw line, but that one person, he might be like, yeah, he or she might be like, okay, I like her. You know, I want to give her a scholarship. You know, mm-hmm. So just building that's the main thing that I had a good relationship with these coaches, just building rapport, keeping them 100 with them.
Okay.
Did you not have another question, Mr. Spencer, or was that it?
The second question, which is building off of that, would be obviously building rapport with them. You know, how long, you know, obviously you can't really can't just say, well, if you do this, it'll take a year. You know, so how long did it take you to be able to build that? When you start to see that these college coaches was like, okay, this guy's pretty serious, you know, he's credible. You know, I heard Mr. Scott already say, you know, you patted out gyms. So, I mean, like, initially, did it take, you know, a couple of 2 or 3 years for these college coaches to finally be like, you know what, okay, I'll see what he's talking about. You know, I'll take his word for it, look at some of these kids. How long did it usually take?
Probably within 6 months to a year when they started to see my passion for it. You know, it wasn't no motor for me. It was for a good, you know, a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a million kids out here. Everybody can't go to Virginia Union. Everybody can't go to UVA.
Right.
Virginia Wesleyan coach might, assistant coach Virginia Wesleyan might take another job. He might be a D1 coach somewhere. You know, so just building that reputation with that, you know, is a hands-on network. So I say about 6 months to a year when I really started, you know, getting a great rapport with these college coaches, because a lot of college coaches, they change from job to job all the time.
Right.
You know, for different reasons. It can be, you know, geographic reasons, monetary reasons, just to step their game up, you know, so – you know, that's what helped me. So it took me about 6 months to a year.
Okay. All right.
You know, I
truly appreciate it.
Oh, no.
All right, thank you, sir.
Mm.
You know, and listening to what you were just saying there, folks, you know, and like I told folks at the beginning, I've seen where you've packed the gym and where you've had great turnout. You know, what would you say, and when I ask this question, this is not a question to put you on the spot. This is just a question just to get a ballpark figure of number of young folks that you've been able to help. What would you say has been your success rate? You know, you packing the gym, how many of those young men and young ladies that you know of that came back and said, hey, thanks, coach, you know, through your program or through your event that you had, you know, I connected with coach so-and-so, you know, some will come back and let you know, and I know for you know, it goes both ways. Some won't let you know anything. They'll just keep on moving. But what would you say has been your success rate based upon what you know of?
We got a statistic. Since we started the program, I think it's like a helping hand. I feel that even though I really go hard contacting the coaches, we appreciate all, like, the, you know, the counselors, other AAU coaches, other high school coaches. We feel like it's a teamwork effort. But since we started the program, I've seen we placed over 1,600 kids in college and saved parents over $1 billion worth of tuition. Our success rate is pretty high. Our success rate is probably about 80%. You know, females are a little higher, males, particularly 3 out of 4, females 4 out of 5. You know, but half of that is up to the for real, it's up to the kid itself, you know, because we had kids that had opportunities, but either they didn't want to push themselves, or they just, you know, that just wasn't for them for the next level. But our success rate is really high. You know, we like to put them out there with the exposure, but at the same time, it's up to them if they want to show, you know, showcase themselves well in front of the college coach.
All right. All right. You know, and what you just said, you know, just giving out those numbers, looking at that great success rate, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I must personally commend you for the job that you have done. Like I said, I was drawn to you just based upon hearing about, you know, the event. And although I didn't have a child out there at that time, you know, I went ahead and just checked out your event just to see, you know, hey, what's going on? And when I walk in the gym and I'm looking around, I'm looking at these number of young folks that's out there, I'm like, okay, this young man here got something going. And if he sticks with this alone, you know, this in itself is going to be a great success. And we truly appreciate what you are doing, what you have been doing, what you're currently doing, and we know what you're going to be doing as time go on. We're going to step away for a hot second, give out a little additional information from other sources, and then we'll come back and finish up the questions, if that's okay with you.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be right back. This is M.H. Scott, host of the Parents for the Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking with Coach William Carter of Assist Student Athletes. We'll be right back, folks.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
With college athletes, but it's practiced as young as kindergarten.
Go, Troy, go! Troy, go! Go!
Redshirting. Parents delaying the beginning of school for their children or repeating a grade to gain an eventual physical edge.
So this was just for sports?
It was just for sports. What we looked at was you get very few opportunities in life that you can manufacture time. We were in a position and had the opportunity to give him another year to work towards achieving his goal.
I think he's has the body to do well, and his, you know, physique, I guess. I mean, his body right now, he passes the eyeball test, I guess is the best way to put it.
Some, including a Hall of Fame coach, say redshirting just is not right.
You know, I have a trained eye, and to watch the five-year-old, I can't figure out what we have there other than the five-year-old.
I just hate to be cast as this sports villain.
Today, outside the line.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Well, folks, we're back. We're back. And we've been talking with Coach William Carter from Assist Student Athletes, a great organization based out of Virginia. And the organization works hard towards, and I have to put the stress on working hard towards helping young student athletes achieve their dreams. Many of us parents that's on the line this evening, you know, we like to see our kids fulfill their dreams, our kids reach their own personal level of success. You know, as I was on the break and I was thinking about some things, thinking about the hard work that I've seen Coach Carter get into, and I'm going to let him come back on here in a minute and share some more things with us. But, you know, in doing that, you just don't see the background stuff that he does to make this event happen. You know, and one of the questions that I came up with was, why do he think that our athletes fall into this last minute and are still, you know, at the point in their careers as unsigned seniors? And just some of the things that he ran across, why does that exist? Let's go back to the phone lines, folks. You can give us a call at 917-889-8095. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question, hit option one. That'll let me know that you're on the line and you want to join in on the conversation here on the Parents for the Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio. Let's go back to Coach Carter. Coach, are you still on with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we appreciate that you hanging in there and still being here to support us. Hey, you know, during the break, I came up with a question that I had, you know, just simply wanting to know why do you have some of these young athletes fall into this last-minute situation where they're unsigned seniors? And then we'll talk a little bit more about your event.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it has to do with kids under the radar. A lot of the kids are under the radar as far as, like, exposure, whether it's with high school team, what type of schedule they have, or also with AAU team, that plays a role, participating in different exposure events. A lot of kids wait on the Division I, and that might be another reason why they are still out there, where some good D2s and D3s and NAIAs and JUCOs and postgrads that can be knocking on their door too, but they still waiting on Division I, you know, so that has a effect. But the main thing is that, you know, kids just being under the radar, just didn't hit their feet with a different situation, just didn't get enough exposure. Because it's a little politics going on, you know. You know, it's about the kids, but you have some kids underrated. You got some kids a little overrated. Some kids in the between, you know, so it's different scenarios. Well, if this kid got a scholarship from Drexel, why I didn't get one? You know, so, you know, but they don't, but the thing about it, you know, a lot of these kids is waiting, you know, that's waiting on Division I, like the Division IIs, even sometimes hesitate too, because like the CIAA and the Mount Olives and the Virginia Unions and Virginia States, those guys are looking for Division I players too. You know, so that's, you know, it's like a lot of those coaches, you know, they're great coaches, but their job's on the line. You know, they have to win games, you know, so they're trying to get players that fit their system.
Exactly. And you know, you mentioned something really big. You talked about the exposure aspect of the game and talked about how a number of kids are under the radar and missed those opportunities to get exposed. We stress that point here on the Parents Coach Parents Network all the time, how, you know, it's not all about what's going on in your high school program, because if a college coach don't even know your high school program exists, don't even know that there's a high school in that particular town, city, or state, or there's one of five, and it's not the big name school, then he's not going to even attempt or even think about trying to get out there to that school. You know, so getting out to some of those exposure events, getting out to some of those events that can give an extra set of eyes and, you know, extra conversation on who this young man is or who this young lady is and, you know, what high school is she at? And next question, the biggest question being, okay, well, what does the academics look like? Always the important part. Always the important part. But we appreciate and know for a fact the job that you're doing is a phenomenal job. We got to the point of talking about your event and started talking about it. Give us some more insight of what you had going on here yesterday.
Yes, sir. Yesterday we had our ninth annual 757 Tidewater Spring Fling Unsigned Showcase at Kickatan High School. And what it did, it gave males and females an opportunity to play in front of some college coaches, to play in front of some media, and also to be filmed at the same time to give them an equal opportunity for some exposure to compete for the next level.
Okay. Well, I think I had another question pop up here, and I know my guest, my person just asked this question. I'm going to go ahead and bring her in. And, you can ask the question. And so we're going to bring you on the line. Area code 512-762. You're on the line with the Parents Coach Parents Network. Good evening.
Hi. I have a question. I was just curious about how you go about screen athletes as far as who's actually going to go into the tournament, and is it just specific for the Virginia area, or do you go outside the state?
It's open for everybody. We ideally in Virginia 804 and 757, but like yesterday we had a kid come all the way from New Jersey. We done showcases over the past that was successful. Over the years in Hagerstown, Maryland, and Raleigh, North Carolina, pretty much Virginia, North Carolina, and Maryland area. But we had, like, when we did the JUCO prep jamboree, we had teams coming can we do team events and individual events? We had teams coming from Pennsylvania and different other cities. North Carolina, you know, so we deal primarily with if any equal opportunity, any kid, best available, unsigned senior, JUCO transfer, they want the opportunity to participate, they definitely welcome to participate. We also have showcases as well for underclass student athletes, NCAA certified events, or other type of events, any event to try to get a kid exposure. We definitely will have an event.
So they go onto your website and sign up and pay a registration fee? I mean, what's the communication between you and them as far as them getting to your showcase?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our website is www.assiststudentathletes.org. A lot of it been going with like a lot of word of mouth. A lot of people have been telling, you know, people, okay, you heard about the assist program. Yeah, my son and my daughter went to this showcase. You need to check out the website. You know, so a lot of that stuff been going on, a lot of success for, stuff been going on. So that's how a lot of people been knowing, you know, us being on TV or, you know, or this person telling this person or Coach Scott telling this person. So it's been a lot of, like, networking, you know, so we've been familiarized with a lot of prospects and players. We deal with a lot of AAU organizations, you know, from, you know, Boo Williams to Team Loaded. So we deal with a lot of AAU organizations. So it's definitely not a conflict for that, you know, we just try to provide an opportunity for all student athletes to succeed to the next level and help them for life as well.
Have a great, thank you.
No problem. All
right, thank you. You know, and thanks for answering that question, and thank you, Carla, for joining in on the conversation. We truly appreciate you. But his event that he had yesterday, and I think she was under the impression that it was like a tournament. It starts out like individual games, right? You break the, you know, the 200 kids down, or how many ever young men that you have come in, you break them down into teams, and then you just go from there, correct?
Yes, sir. We start out by talking to them briefly about the, you know, the recruiting process, maybe for
okay.
like 10 minutes. You know, just have them stretch, and we talk to them about that. We have them warm up for the first 30 to 40-ish minutes, and then each player get 3 games. We have them playing showcase game in front of the college coaches. They get a T-shirt so the coaches can see the information. They have a T-shirt with a number on their back. And the college coaches get, you know, coaches packets with their contact information. And also, the media get their information, too, because the media really helps as well because, you know, even if a coach can't make it, if a media do a tweet or take a picture, those college coaches be looking at that. So any type of media that's helping we secondary with media. We like to do media for the college coach perspective. But like, you know, like guys like 757 recruit was there, so that really would help as well as far as the college coaches coming as well. Because, you know, even some coaches that might can't make it because of the budget or whatever, they want to know who the top player, and that's why like. Us filming the whole thing helped out too, you know, to put it on YouTube and let coaches know they're still looking for players. So everything helped all in one. So after that, we'll, you know, each player gets, you know, 3 games, maybe more than that in some occasions. And then it's just opportunity for those guys and those girls to come to college. So it went real well. We had definitely had a great turnout yesterday.
Well, we appreciate what you've done, Coach. I think we got another question coming in here. This question is quite extensive, so I'm going to see if I can get the caller to come on the line and ask the question. Area code 757-362. You're on the line with the Parents Coach Parents Network. Good evening. Hello? Area code 757-362. That's the first 3 numbers on your phone. I'm not sure if my caller decided that they didn't want to join in on the conversation. Let me check out this question here, Coach, and see whether or not we can get something out of it. Do you have a program for the academic side?
Yes, sir. We do have a program for the academic side. Letting them know about, you know, the NCAA recruiting process as far as, like, filling out the clearinghouse form, the sliding scales, filling out the FAFSA papers, making sure they taking the right core classes, providing them with other resources as far as, like, improving their SAT. I mean, you all, you know, the NCAA, the NAIA, D2, D3 qualification, Division I, you know, so all that, you know, all that is definitely needed, you know, student first, athlete second, encouraging them to improve in their grades academically, because that definitely helps too. That's major because a lot of kids fall in the crack of having to go in JUCO because they, you know, their grades weren't high enough to be qualified, you know. So, and you know, like a lot of times, people do not know just don't have an understanding with the recruiting process. As far as, like, in order for you to have a Division I, Division II official visit, you must fill out the NCAA clearinghouse forms to be eligible for that. If a coach want to offer you a scholarship, you know, you get up to 5 official visits. You know, so those are some of the things that we like to just, you know, just like to tell them to do, you know, hands-on, that will help them acclimate themselves, you know, for the next level as well, or period themselves. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with junior college, but, you know, the academic side is definitely important as well.
Yes, exactly. And I think the second part to this caller's question was, is there any follow-up, you know, once the student-athlete is off to college, coming out of your program, is there any type of follow-up?
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Since we started the program, we got a lot, over 700 kids got their college degrees, over 75 kids played overseas. We had two NFL players, Deidre Gaps and Morgan Moses, one NBA player. He came to one outside senior showcase in Tidewater, Briante Weber. You know, he currently on the roster for the Miami Heat, so he came to an event. But we have a lot of successful entrepreneurs. We got kids owning their own businesses, doing very well. We got kids giving back. We got a lot of great success for this organization. We like to put it on our website. Sometimes we put updates on our alumni, do like tweets, do Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I do that pretty often, a lot lately. You know, just to let, you know, the younger kids know that we do, and parents as well know that we do have some history with this program. So it definitely letting people know about our past success definitely helped our organization grow, and also helped us help others and encourage other people to grow, other organizations to grow too. I really think by us doing the program, it helped other AAU organizations tighten up what they're doing, and for academically other programs get on the ball, and all of this teaming up and helping these kids. So that's what it's all about, teamwork up.
Exactly. And do you plan to have any more showcases over the next few months? You know, still have a number of unsigned seniors out there. Do you plan to have any more? And if so, just give us some information on when and where.
Well, we're gonna have an event June 12th, a top 80 women's girls event. June 12th, because we just did a showcase in Richmond in March, and then the All Star game in March too, and it's Tidewater. But we were thinking about doing another one. We're thinking about doing maybe one more in the end of May, depending on if more unsigned seniors need an opportunity. Also, what we've been doing over the last couple of years, if a random college coach coming to Richmond or Tidewater or whatever, we'll have like an open gym in front of the coach or a couple of coaches, and just invite the unsigned seniors to that open gym workout. We did that after the All-Star game. After we did the unsigned senior showcase in Richmond, and after we did the All-Star game, we had a school, New Mexico Junior College, came down. They were just randomly came to Richmond and wanted to see some players. So we'll call like as many unsigned seniors as we can and play in front of the coach. So we do a lot of things like that as well on a random basis. So if they was in Tidewater during the time, I just call one of my buddies up there and be like, okay, can we get Green Run? Okay, I had this coach and this coach coming, you know, to check them out. So we do a lot of that too. We do a lot of that. So that's our next plan. But our next event is definitely June 12th. We have a Cis Women's Top 80 camp at U-Turn in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, be sure to send me that information so I can post it up on our Facebook page. And I'll also be posting your contact information as well. One of the questions that came up, I know I can't get this call to come on the line. I think the caller must be voice shy or something. But do you do any assists with athletes other than basketball and football?
Yes.
You know, other sports that's out there, talking soccer, we're talking field hockey, we're talking tennis, lacrosse, you know, whatever else is out there. You know, have you worked with any of those athletes as well?
We actually deal with all sports randomly. We've done a volleyball showcase before. We've done a soccer showcase before. I don't know. And we had college coaches in the gym. You know, I dealt with other clients as far as like baseball, softball, track and field. We help kids in that aspect, you know, like individually, you know, calling coaches and different things of that nature. So we deal with all sports. We mainly deal with men and women basketball and also football. But if a kid need help as far as, like, if a kid swim or a kid run track, or a kid play soccer, that's opportunity for them. So we jump on that right now, you know. So the last year or two, I've been working on trying to get more like a coordinator for those departments, so we can actually do like a showcase in those sports as well. But we have done a women's volleyball showcase before, and a soccer showcase before.
Great, 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 awesome. We truly appreciate everything that you're doing out there, Coach. We know that you're working hard. And like I said earlier on, folks, you know, he talked about the event that he did yesterday, but I don't know if you heard, he actually did two events all in the same day. He finished off with the young ladies, and then later on that afternoon, and correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, later on that afternoon, he ended up doing one for the young men as well. So, you know.
The men in the morning, the girls in the evening. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's what I say. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, yeah, you put that work in yesterday. You put that work in and definitely did some great things for some young athletes, and hopefully we'll be able to hear about some of the success stories coming out of your ninth annual unsigned senior showcase that you did here in the 757 area, and continue to do the great things that you're doing. One thing that I want to ask of you is for you to I think we have one more caller here that may have a question here. Area code 973-332. Welcome to the Parents Coach, the Parents Network.
Hi, Coach. How you doing? This is great to hear all that you had stated around the unsigned seniors. So I don't know if you addressed this already. You might have. Is it just for seniors, or do you also have opportunities for underclassmen, for sophomores and juniors that are looking to get their names out there? And is there a fee for the students to join into the showcase?
Yes. We deal with all grade levels, middle school to 12th grade, primarily 9 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
We like to deal with them early to let them know about the process, you know, academically, on a mentorship aspect, motivate them to push themselves to a higher level. And also being humble and being at the class act, and promotion wise, you know, letting the college coaches know about the kids. So we do showcases and events through for all grade levels as well. You know, if you look at our website, you can see more information on, like, we've done the top 48757 showcase. We do NCAA event, certified events for the individual to participate in other events, individually and team events. As far as the registration fee, is definitely probably the best, or one of the best rates that we have. Very, very, very cheap. Very cheap for what we offer for different events. You know, even some of them free. You know, so we do a lot of events. You know, to help the kids. You know, for a great cause. You know, just to give them acquainted to participating at the next level.
Awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
And do you partner
right.
with any one last question, Michael? Do you partner with any other organizations as you go through? I know you said you're primarily in Virginia, but as you work your way across the country, I'm assuming that you do. Well, you will. Do you partner with other organizations, or do you just use your name and your organization?
Well, you. Indirectly, it's like a teamwork thing. You know, it might be an event that we might do, but we always, appreciate people. You know, might send kids to our event. This coach might know this college coach that come to an event. It all depends. You know, majority of events, you know, is our event, but we also, but without this person or this person. Or this person, I mean, the event wouldn't be possible. So, you know, we'll partner with organizations, and we have been before, you know. So, I mean, we do sometimes. Sometimes, you know, we'll do an event, but other times we'll partner with other events. So it varies, but we do partner with other organizations as well, too, because it's definitely a teamwork thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're working on something now. The Parents for the Parents Network and the SIS is going to be doing something probably later on, either in the fall or early next spring. So that to answer that question, yes, he has been known to partner with other folks and other organizations, you know, outside of his normal area.
Awesome. So just to introduce ourselves to you, Coach, we are Mothers of Athletes. I know Michael Scott had spoken about us. He had just come from our call. And we're a group, a networking group of moms all across the country that have athletes from grammar school up through the pro level. And we get together and network, educating, enlightening, and empowering our mothers with their athletes to move forward in their careers. So that's one reason why I was asking, because it sounds like you have something great going on, and we have moms across the country that I'm sure some of which could use your services.
Oh yeah, definitely. We definitely, definitely. I mean, yeah, we partnered with people before, so that's awesome. What y'all do? I mean, we definitely can talk, you know, about that. Myself, you and Mr. Scott, yeah, I'm, you know, that would be awesome. Definitely.
Awesome.
That's great. This is the first time I heard of y'all before Mr. Scott said something about y'all.
Well, great.
Well,
spread the word.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. We'll network after the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your call, and we'll talk shortly. And the three of us will connect, and we'll go from there. But what I need from you, Coach, I need some contact information, how folks can reach out to you, or email address. You gave us your website earlier, but give us an email address, and if you have a phone number that's available, that'd be great as well.
Yes, my email is wcarter@assiststudentathletes.org. Or they can reach me at 804 347-397-3261, 804-397-3261, or if you can't reach me on that number, you can reach us at our office number at 804-794-7151, 804-794-7151. But primarily 804-397-3261.
All right. And I'll be posting this information as well up on our Facebook page, just to let you know if you want to reach out to the coach and if you want to have him come to your area to do an event. We can also, we can also make that happen. I'm quite sure the coach would be more than happy to try to accommodate you to make that happen for you and the student athletes in your area. Definitely, it's been a blessing. It's been a plus. Man, it's been a great time just having you on this evening and you sharing all the insight of the things that you have done out there in the community. Continue to do the great work that you're doing. We're going to be there to support you, support your endeavors, support the hard work that you're putting out there, because we know at the end of the day, it's all about our future, our children, our young folks that's coming up behind us, that next generation that's going to take the helm and move forward. Give us something to close out with there, Coach, before we move on, and have a good evening.
Definitely appreciate it, Mr. Scott, for you inviting me to host your show. It's definitely an honor, and I just want to tell the parents, continue to motivate your kid and to look into a lot of, different resources and, all of that, just to continue to motivate your kids. If y'all have any questions or any concerns, y'all welcome, to call me as well. Also, not only with the parent network, but with the mother athletes as well. Y'all continue to do y'all things because mothers are big. My mother is definitely a big part of the reason why I'm doing this. So I definitely commend you all, not only your fathers but mothers as well, and put God first.
All right, sir. All right. Thank you. Well, folks, we've been talking with Coach William Carter of Assist Student Athletes, a great organization based out of the state of Virginia. But just because it's based out of the state of Virginia, that doesn't necessarily mean that the coach is going to limit his access and his resources to just the state of Virginia. He's going to bring it to wherever the need is and let that need be globally at some point in time. Great thing to have him on this evening. We truly enjoyed your conversation. Well, folks, it's been another long night. I had a great call earlier on with some phenomenal women. And now to have this great call this evening with Coach on and had some great questions popped up on the conversation. So I think I'm about talked out. So on that note, so folks, I'm going to prepare to wind down and shut it down for the evening. And as I always say, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. So until our next show next Sunday night, Eastern Standard Time at 9:30 p.m., hey, we'll see you. Help all of us help you. That's the motto of the Parents for the Parents Network, folks. And I'll say to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, take us out, Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you Work hard for the teachers. They might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.